He's away guaranteed.
Get sex at will.
You ain't even at the
got sex appeal.
All you need to know is
Netflix and chill.
All you gotta do is
Netflix and chill.
He's away guaranteed.
Get sex at will.
You ain't even have to
got sex appeal.
All you need to know is
Netflix and chill.
All you gotta do is
Netflix and chill.
He's away guaranteed.
Get sex at will.
You ain't even have to
got sex appeal.
All you need to know is
Netflix and chill.
All you gotta do is
Netflix and chill.
First date with chicks I thrill. Waitresses drop the checks I will. Always I picks up the bill.
Sick around, stoop around.
Chicks on the pill.
And if she down then
wet dicks will spill.
Second date Netflix and chill.
Make her a date.
Grilled chicken shell.
Be impressed you can cook.
Wet lips for real.
Next letter pick the flick cause your dick
gets clits. The deal
is about to be
checklisted sealed.
I'ma take them odds.
Bet six crisp bills.
Even Stephen King.
Pet bitches veal.
He's away guaranteed.
Get sex at will.
You ain't even had that.
Got sex appeal.
All you need to know is
Netflix and chill.
All you gotta do is
Netflix and chill.
He's away guaranteed.
Get sex at will.
You ain't even had that.
Got sex appeal.
All you need to know is
chill.
All you gotta do is
Netflix and chill.
He's away guaranteed.
Get sex at will.
You ain't even have to.
Got sex appeal.
All you need to know
Netflix and chill.
All you gotta do
Netflix and chill.
He's away guaranteed.
Get sex at will.
You ain't even have to.
Got sex appeal.
All you need to know
Netflix and chill.
All you gotta do
Netflix and chill.
So the viewer and listener will never know how this conversation started, correct?
Oh, that's not true at all. What do you mean?
Well, when you and I first started, you were like, hey, buddy, it's me, Jason, Stacey, James, DJ, D.R. Baker. And I was like, bro, what are you doing? And you're like, what? I'm like, you sound like you're like super high. You're like, I'm always high, buddy. And I'm like, no, like your voice sounds like Alvin, Simon, and Theodore.
And you're like, I don't know what you're talking about, but...
Like, it was crazy, bro. You sounded local.
That sounds like a character. Buddy! What is that for?
What was the Christmas song that Alvin and Simon and Theodore would sing? Alvin and the Chipmunks had a Christmas hit.
Christmas time is here. Time for joy.
Time for joy.
And
time for beer.
I want a hula hoop. That's what it was. He kept saying, give me that fucking hula hoop, Dave. So Dave adopted three rodents as his children. Is that the story? And Dave was like
business. I don't remember any actual legal adoption.
I'm pretty sure he legally adopted them.
Well, I don't remember a courtroom scene in that movie.
Oh, it was mostly courtroom drama.
I object, Your Honor! You're out of line! That's heresy!
Jeez, Simon. Hey, the one is like Theodore. He was kind of like this, right?
Yeah, no, they definitely had different personalities, and they all had high voices.
Yeah. But one was like more down here and just kind of...
That was Simon. He was the nerd.
Simon. Yeah. He was like, au revoir.
He's like, Alvin, Theodore, we can't rape Minnie Mouse.
She's not even in our universe.
Ha-ha! You stay off her!
Come on, just a couple of quick pokes. Why you got a hot? You're such a cock block, Mickey!
No, that is another character you're doing right now. That voice that you're doing right now is pulling somebody. There's something. It sounds just
It reminds me of Judge Doom at the end of Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Did he sound just like this, Eddie Valiant? When I killed your brother!
All right, so you ready for my bit while you roll your joint?
I rolled it. I got
cannabis flower, Almora
blue
farm.
Blue banana.
So blue banana, the San Francisco treat. Oh, that's Rice-A-Rooney. I apologize.
Yeah, well, it's a hybrid. Sativa mixed with indica. And it's 23%, almost 24% THC, bro.
Ow, let's party!
But that scares me a little bit because, I don't know, did you see that report that came out of the Amsterdam Dutch?
Of course, I always study all the Amsterdam Dutch reports. I have those Amsterdam Dutch I subscribe to Amsterdam Dutch weekly on my telephone. The Daily Bugle of Amsterdam Dutch. I get their paper and I have it translated. Although I speak fluent Flemish.
Their Bitcoin coverage is just phenomenal.
All right, are you ready for the
bit?
But
anyways, they did a report.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Bitcoin. After I tell you the story.
Oh,
no.
So another 20 minutes. We got another 20 minutes because this story, let's time the story.
It's going to be done real quick.
Are you frozen?
So, no, I was just waiting for you to finish. No, they say that the super high grade THC weed that they're breeding now, like they've bred it into these super fucking high percentages.
Yeah, dude, it ain't no swag weed, bro. It ain't no swag weed.
No, but they say that like, no stems if you have and seeds a predisposition... Anymore, yeah, but if you got a predisposition to psychotic behavior, it could cause a snap, is what they're saying.
Oh, it's the ooh-wee.
The super duper. That's why I smoke the 16%. I stay on the lower end. I don't want to kill nobody.
Yeah, but you're now rocking the 23%, the Michael Jordan.
Yeah, it could have been. But this is sativa.
And indica. It's a blend. It's a hybrid. Indica. Indica couch. That's how you know which one's which. Are you ready for my bit?
First time I ever heard that shit was in South Bay.
Are you indica, indica couch?
Yeah, I never heard that until, like, recently.
I guess I heard it down here, too. Or maybe from you, or I don't know.
I think that's...
All right, here's my bit. Are you ready for my bit?
Yeah.
Gosh, I just have to... I forgot, because it's been so long, I forgot that I just have to railroad through everything. You're like if Walter Matthau ate Jack Lemmon.
This is a video show. I am not just doing an audio show for you anymore, buddy.
I know that.
It's full on, motherfucker. Look at my hair. Three Chris Wilds. It's fantastic. I'm 50 years old, bro.
No, you're 49. You know? You told me just today.
Okay,
you're 49.
But so what? 49. Look at me, dog. You know, I don't hate
simply,
it. I don't hate where I'm at.
You must. Surely, you must dye your hair.
Not at all. If I cut it short, Natch. You can see how gray it is. But it's every seventh hair is gray, and you just can't tell because of the, unless it's the right light, you can see it. It's like, ah!
All right, so in honor of your upcoming 50, it's an audio show and he's coughing into the mic. In honor of your 50th year upcoming 2022, well, I heard it. And because of the Tokyo Olympics, right, over there in Japan, I don't know if you saw this, but Fox News did a report about how we should be boycotting the Tokyo Olympics in Japan because of something, some sort of genocide that was happening in China.
Oh, yeah. Like I saw that thing where like she's naming like the, because they're going after the Islamic people. right? The Muslims, and they're putting...
I honestly don't know.
Displacing an entire fucking city of people into camps.
So
it's a genocide, but it's fucking China, who's an enemy of Japan. You fucking idiots.
So, in honor of Fox News boycotting the Tokyo Olympics because of genocide in China...
In China.
I have these two fortune cookies. I had Chinese food tonight. And I have these two fortune cookies. One fortune belongs to Jason Hour. Jason Stacy Baker, James J. Daniel Hour.
Jamie Dean. What you do is you throw them up, right?
And then the other one belongs to one of these three Chris Wilds.
And you take the one that points in your direction, and I take the one that points in my direction.
Well, like spin the fortune cookie?
Spin the cookie.
All right, I'm gonna throw both of these up, and which... So I say, like, if it's facing, like the two legs, like the clam here, like the if it's vag out towards you, it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
If it's vag out, towards me. Okay, so if they both point to me, we have to do a retoss, for example.
I'm waiting.
Really? Yeah, well, I was...
I'm waiting for the toss. I want to see which one's
going. I was clarifying the rules. All right, okay, here we go. All right, here it goes. I was waiting for a confirmation.
Oh, my God.
Your Honor, I'd like to bring before the jury the state's evidence, A, Theodore versus the people of Minnie Mouth.
All right, here we go. All right, here we go. All right, that one's definitely mine. That one's facing me. The other one landed and is facing you. Okay, so this is yours. Would you like... It's,
was
you know,
it facing
look.
The screen or was it facing the hill?
Oh, both.
Ooh.
That's not true. That's not true at all. This is facing Venice, but it's also facing the screen and you. This
it's
is
facing,
facing
my
heart.
Spirit.
All right, so I'm going to start with your fortune. Home. I'm going to start with your fortune. Now, remember, folks, this is first and foremost an audio format, so I'm going to open this as loudly as I can into the microphone. All right, it's out of its foil, okay? And this is like that ASR shit when Asian girls whisper into microphones, which, by the way, I guarantee you I'm going to be super into
what?
At one point in my life. You don't know about ASR?
Whoa, no.
Seriously?
Tell me more about ASR, please. Yo.
Oh, my God.
Was it like asynchronous rhythms or something?
They do.
Is that a band?
They just whisper. It's a whole thing. And it's just... Basically, it's women whispering into microphones and like applying lipstick and doing sounds, and guys
so
get off on
not,
it.
It's not to like, oh, it's not like a sleep aid.
No, you can't get AIDS.
No,
you can't get AIDS when
like,
you sleep with an ASR person.
It's not like ASR is like, when you said ASR and people whispering in a microphone, I immediately thought about like, oh yeah, you put it on. And you go to sleep, so it helps you go to sleep, like a thunderstorm.
It ain't that. No. It helps you get boners.
It's
weird. I mean, people are into it. It's like fetishist. All right, I'm opening your cookie. Oh, listen to that crack.
I've heard of phone sex.
If I had blown bubbles, then the ants wouldn't come for this Chinese food cookie. All right, I'm going to eat your cookie, by the way, JD. It's so sexy.
Oh, really? Oh, that can't be good. Is that good?
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, that's like cardboard.
Those tastes like Tokyo drywall.
What do you think that batter is made of? Egg?
Genocide.
Flour?
The blood of the proletariat.
Sweatshop tears.
This tastes like the drywall at Olympic Village, which, by the way, is paper thin. You can hear all the banging.
Hold on. Real quick, since we're on the topic of China... Did you know that there's like, at least the last I saw, there was like over 500,000 people displaced from flooding?
Oh, yeah,
in
Europe,
right? Now. Like they,
oh, China?
No. Yeah, it's not in the news, though.
But, I knew of the European flooding. I knew about the German flooding.
Yeah. Oh, no, I found some Chinese bloggers on YouTube, and they're showing footage and narrating the shit, and they're independent reporters. But it's all down low. Like I think their bots are keeping that shit low, or for whatever. I mean, look. All I know is that that muscly guy that's funny apologized to China for
Joe
admitting that, or saying that Taiwan was a country. Not Rogan.
Paul.
He wouldn't care. The other one. The one that gets paid through like actual payroll, not YouTube. Like the guy that he was in the movie. He's in the new Suicide Rock. Squad movie.
Oh, no, Dave Bautista.
No, the other one, the one that was in Cock Blockers.
John Cena.
He's like stepdad movie, right? Yeah. Okay, so John Cena apologized publicly to China
for calling
Taiwan a country. Because it pissed off China, who pays for all our movies to be made right
1.44 billion Chinese, can't be wrong.
Yeah, they can. So, that's why there's going to be... Okay.
Thank you very much for all of that during my bit. So I opened this cookie about 12 minutes ago. Now I'd like to read your fortune.
Party
foul. You shall attain great wisdom with each passing year. And you apparently won't shut up about it. Your lucky numbers are 8, 11, 29, 31, 45, and 16. Congratulations, JD. You shall attain great wisdom with each passing year. You've got 49 years, almost celebrating 50 years of great wisdom that you've gleaned every passing year. All right, I'm going to open my fortune cookie. Now you can talk about John Cena pissing off Chinese people.
Well, I just think it's kind of pathetic that an actor has to apologize to a sovereignty
most
over his opinion
dishonorable.
Or ignorance of a political position of another state, right? It's just fucking...
Well, the NBA had to, like... LeBron James and a bunch of NBA guys had to apologize or something.
So that's like so it's like if anybody should be protesting about China, we're the ones that are in bed with China, not Japan.
I'm anti-protest.
Right? I'm going to protest anti-protests.
All right, I'm going to open my fortune cookie, but I don't think I have the stomach to eat this one. Although there was an old New Jersey adage that your fortune didn't come true if you didn't eat your fortune cookie. So your fortune's definitely coming true because I ate your cookie. All right, here we go.
Oh my God. I forgot I had the goddamn air purifier on.
You had all that ambient. Yeah, I heard that. I heard that this whole time.
I'm sorry.
You are such a
Well, I was busy and then you called
shit,
in.
Shit, JD.
Isn't it amazing though how much?
Like, what's crazy is, the last time we got together to record, you screwed up the entire sound on your end and we couldn't publish
any of it. Yeah, but I put the headphones on this time, so the noise cancellation might have gotten
that's why you need the playback. Because I heard it this whole time, like, and I was like, what the fuck? All right, anyway, here's my fortune, by the way. Clear as a bell, it sounds, for the first time tonight. You never hesitate to tackle the most difficult problems. That's so true. I always tackle every difficult problem with zero hesitation. My lucky numbers are 6, 18, 25, 34, 39, and 14. That's right. Chris Wilde's lucky number is 14. I love it. All right, here we go.
Those are good. 11 is my favorite number. So, like, you know.
11's on yours, bro.
I know.
You shall attain great wisdom.
That was pretty good because I really like wisdom. I like that idea. And then I am totally, I avoid problems.
Dude, you know, like I face them head on and tackle them.
Yeah, I'm a procrastinator, dude. I still have to go get a camera.
I'm anti-procrastination.
I got to go get that sigmoidoscopy or whatever that's called.
I'm also anti-prophylactics as well, and anti-propecia.
So this is weird. So I got this room and home fragrance spray. Do you remember that ring around the rosy?
Pocket full of posies. Ring around the collar?
Right. But you know what Ring Around the Rosie's about, right?
Oh, here we go.
The fucking plague.
Yes, Jason.
So this name is
Ring Around the Rosie, pocket full of posies.
Rosie rings. That's a weird name for a scent. It's like the plague. Psst,
psst. Rosie rings.
Yeah.
And you're saying these people named this Rosie Rings without knowing Ring Around the Rosie, Pocket Full of Posy was about the plague.
I'm thinking if they had that in their memory, they probably wouldn't have picked Rosie Rings as a brand.
You think they just liked the alliteration?
Yeah, but like when I see Rosie Rings, I immediately think, oh yeah, that was like day five when you had the bubonic plague. You get Rosie Rings.
So I used to fuck a hooker named Rosie. You'd page her, and then Rosie rings, and then about 20 minutes later, dodging crabs like you're underneath the boardwalk in Pawtucket.
Right. Are you ready for my news?
Sure. No. Oh, God. No. Don't tell me. Please don't.
No. We just booked.
Oh, thank God.
No. She tries still.
I know.
Still.
It's like. I thought he was about to tell me that he was going to have a third kid, and I was literally going to just.
I know where you thought. I know immediately what you thought.
To the side of the
because
road.
Because that shit's still on. Pressure here, buddy. You know, have you ever seen that movie Antichrist starring Willem Dafoe?
I'm pro Antichrist, but I'm anti. Have you seen that movie? No, I've never seen that movie. I've seen The Last Temptation of Christ.
No. Dafoe. Okay, the first scene is full penetration, like, sex, right?
With Willem Dafoe and Bill Hurt.
No, it's the lead actress. It's European maids, clearly. But, like, basically, this woman and this man, they're married, and they have a kid, and the kid climbs out the window and dies while they're having sex in the shower.
It's Eric Clapton's kid story.
Right, kind of like that background. And then they go up to this cabin.
My name, if I fell out a window.
That's terrible. That's sad.
You tell the story while I sing the soundtrack.
Okay, so then she takes him up to the woods, right? And then tortures him, right?
Because he neglected their son, and their son died out of a window.
No, I'm going to have to ruin it for you because it's a 15-year-old
movie.
What happens is he pieces together that she had been torturing this kid the whole time, like making him wear the wrong shoes on the wrong feet and all kinds of weird shit. And she actually watched the kid climb out while she was getting banged, right? She's evil.
So hot.
And in it, there's a scene where she takes a hammer
and bashes.
Right, now I have
this massive boner.
She bashes his junk, right?
His penis? And like,
yeah, and this is in the movie, and then jerks off his dick while he's knocked out, and it shoots blood gum. It's just the most visceral. It's Lars von Trier.
Now I gotta see.
It's like, it's Lars von Trier, right? It's like
that's my thing. That's the one thing that I'm definitely into is guys that are unconscious who just got their dicks bashed with a hammer getting jerked off.
But what it is he just tried to make the most horrible, like horrifying horror movie. But you know, he's the guy that like follows the rules where it's all natural light, and they have like the film. They made this codec of like true altruistic filmmaking that all like. You know, aspiring filmmakers follow this, or like there's this concept.
What is
that these
wrong
guys created
with Marty McGail that this is what he missed? Like, what is wrong with that guy?
He might go look up Lars von Trier. He might see what Lars von Trier is up to, man, and see like an excellent filmmaker.
It doesn't sound excellent to me. It doesn't sound like an excellent film to me.
I mean,
I'll tell you what I heard.
Defoe.
Was that Lucy Liu has broken two dicks, two crew guys' dicks.
Well, that's
what I heard.
We know that. That's season one.
I said that already
that's
on this show?
Pre-pandemic. Yeah, you told that in the.
That's a callback. That's a comedy callback.
And turn around. And that guy's going to be like Governor Turnaround.
Oh, no, he's not. Governor Turner?
Maybe. Governor
Flip
Round.
Over. Turn around.
Turn around.
No more paternity test.
No, man. I just watched Tropic Thunder this week. Ugh.
Does that hold up?
It's so funny. It's so terribly funny. Terrible and funny.
Tom Cruise is Harvey Weinstein. Tom Cruise said he based that character on Harvey Weinstein after the fact.
I heard a story that... who's that? Bob, Silent Bob. What's his name?
Kevin Smith.
Smod Castle. You know what I'm talking about? Kevin Smith. Thank you. It's the weeds. So, okay, Kevin Smith.
Oh, Marty, I wish you could have seen the start of the show before we were recording when it was all ambient noise and Jason going, "Hey, Chris! Buddy!" I was like, "What is fucking happening, dude?
What?
I don't like. I thought it was a bit. I thought you had like 10 helium balloons or like a thing of helium, and you're like, this is going to be great. It's an amazing gag.
I had helium up here once for us.
Oh,
Lithium. Didn't we do Whippets?
Lithium. Do you remember that? Nope.
Nitrous. Nitrous. That's what it
is. I drooled in your rectum, I think.
Oh, my God. All right. What were you saying? Do you even remember?
Mm. Yeah, we just booked a 30-day RV rental.
Oh, stop.
And we're going to
You're going back to your roots.
We're going to go from here to my mom and dad's.
Oh, my gosh. Is that in Vermont or somewhere terrible?
It's in Tennessee.
Tennessee, even worse. Oh, my
God.
Vermont's
not terrible. Vermont's fantastic.
No, Tennessee's horrible, though. Tennessee's so long.
I got cousins in Vermont, and they have hunting lodges and shit, and I stayed up
there.
You're
driving a white trash boat. You're driving a wheeled white trash yacht.
Hell
from
yeah.
Southern California to Tennessee with your 4-year-old and 2-year-old?
Yeah, and my wife. But this is the best part, right?
Oh, my God.
Hold on,
camping? Does your wife know black people don't go camping?
She doesn't. She's scared shitless.
Of course she is.
She is actually really nervous about this shit, dude. She has no idea.
She 100% should be. Now, you'll be fine.
It's going to be so much fun. She's like, we got our own shitter. That's really all that counts.
You have to share a very small shitter with 4 people, including yourself. You're one of the four.
Abigail still shits her pants.
I would bring pee pads and diapers for everybody, just in case. I just think the idea of a month-long road trip with a wife, just pick a wife. Like, even if it was Selma Hayek and she was on ecstasy the entire time. Yeah. Or Penelope Cruz, or fiery Latina.
I did this once before with the LA Guns.
Oh, very similar.
Yeah. Well, Tracy was my road wife, for sure. The lead guitarist. He and I, you know.
A man named Tracy.
T-A-R-C-I-I. Come on, dude. Oh. You can't bust on Irish names. He's Jewish, but that's an Irish name.
But it was a man named Tracy, right?
Yeah, there's been men named Tracy for years, decades, centuries.
I know that, but it's a girl's name.
He's a great guy.
Just like Stacy is a girl's name.
Okay.
Like, if you were born Stacy or Tracy, you'd want to change your name legally to Jason, for example.
No. Stacy, I mean, I realize my error. I mean, I like what I did, but Stacy's pretty fucking, you can own that hard.
Sure, that's like Stacy Keach, but it's also a girl from Jersey's name.
It's like a boy named Sue, right?
Yeah, but that's hard on the boy named Sue.
You grew up hard.
I guess Tracy with 3 eyes is a hard guitarist. Who knows? You spent a month in a white trash yacht with him, a wheeled yacht.
No, it was a van, and it was with him, the drummer, the bass player, the merchandise guy.
Wasn't someone famous?
The singer. Yeah, well, that was the band. LA Guns was a platinum band in the 80s.
I know, but wasn't someone famous in that band?
Well, then they became Guns N' Roses.
There you go. Thank you.
And then him and Axl Rose got in a fist fight after they finished making Appetite. But Tracy was really good friends with Slash. And he called him up and said, hey, bro, I just quit this band. I think they're going to make it. You should do it. And that's how that went down. Nobody talks about that shit, but that's... And it was over because Tracy, because he'd come off being in the LA Guns, and, they had limos and airplanes and shit like that, and then Guns N' Roses was, in a van, and they were gonna sleep in a van, or some shit. It was, I think it was Tracy's ego that got the better of him in the story, that he got mad about the situation, rather than...
Oh, this is a story? Beginning, a middle, and an end, and a point?
Well, I'm piecing it together like Memento, but, yeah, so...
Okay.
But yeah.
See, I got confused and thought it was like the Hollywood Vampires, which is a movie with
Guy Pearce, for you those of you that don't know what Memento
was. No, Hollywood Vampires was never a movie starring Guy Pearce. Memento was.
No, Memento is a movie starring Guy Pearce.
I would love a Mementos commercial, like a backwards European Mentos commercial starring Guy Pearce.
Mementos.
Fresh and full of life, fresh and full of life. Mentos, fresh, full of life. Mentos, the fresh maker. And then he's just got tattoos on him and he's looking at Polaroids. How did I run out of Mentos? I guess at the end, if it's going backwards, he has a full thing of Mentos.
That's what they do. That's the thing. It's like the campaign is like just weird, quirky shots of him like following Polaroids back to the Mentos.
I feel like if we
Mementos.
All the Mentos commercials in reverse order, it would be very similar to a lot of European porn.
It would be Mementos, which is the brilliance of that production. It's like a Beatles album, dude. You just take all the Mementos commercials and watch them
and
backwards.
And play them backwards.
And it's Mementos, and it's a story.
Unlike Jason's LA Guns ramble that happened earlier. But we got here, folks. We got here. But this is why Marty Miguel is so happy we're back on the air.
But the takeaway from that road, is
was that you want to do it years later with your family?
No, it was awesome the whole time, but you really wanted to get home towards the end. You really just were dying.
Yeah,
especially when you're driving through fucking Texas. Like we were driving through the fat part of Texas too, because that's where like clubs. Ugh.
Brutal. Like, Texas is massive.
That's forever.
Also, Tennessee is forever. It's real long. Yeah. Man. I spent days trying to get out of Tennessee.
Yeah, it's like 6.5 hours, Tennessee.
Yeah, Texas. That's one state.
But here's the thing, man. I lived in Cincinnati at one point in my life, and I had a friend that lived in Texas, and his sister lived in Texas too, but my house was closer to his house.
Right.
Like, and then she lived in the same state.
Right.
And I lived four states away. That's how big that fucking state is, dude.
Yeah, that's nutty. California's bigger, though, no?
Mm-hmm.
California's massive.
Alaska's much bigger, which is, by the way, the only thing that Russia really wants. That's what this is all about, Alaska.
What? That is what what's all about?
All this pain. All this...
Putin?
All this struggle with Putin, yeah. They just want Alaska. They really want Alaska, and they want the oil, and they want us to fuck off. That's it. If you gave them Alaska, they would fuck off.
Putin reminds me of Putin, which is short for Putin Pops, and good old Jell-O pudding. And Bill Cosby, you know, he just got out of jail.
You see, Jason, just get out of jail there, and I just do it. I like to do the TikTok because, you see, I got blind, but I got cataracts. I'm talking about the TikTok, like the app on your phone, not like the sound the clock makes. But, you see, look, there was a technicality in the court. It was this, I had my legal defense of Alvin, Simon, and Theodore Huxtable represent me, and then they threw my case out. So I'm back, and I'm going to go on tour with the Auer family in their L.A. Guns Winnebago.
It's a good callback there with the flat circle bit, you know, going back to Alvin, Simon, and Theodore Huxtable.
And Theodore Huxtable. Fantastic. Theo!
Yeah, I had Bill Cosby on vinyl when I was a kid, man.
Of course, man. And Bill Cosby himself.
I remember clearly one of his bits, he talked about Spanish Fly.
Oh, yeah, I remember it well.
And it's like, holy shit, he's like joking about roofies on stage, dude, back then.
I mean, when we joked earlier about Alvin, Simon, and Theodore raping Minnie Mouse, it was charming. It was delightful. It was whimsy.
It was absurd. It was absurd, too. It was absurd.
Because unlike Bill Cosby in prison.
The rights issues alone to get that together would just be astronomical.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
That's like 7 PR meetings and 20 junkets. There's not going to be cross-brand rape. Not going to happen. Not in the general marketplace.
So this website that we've got here.
We're going to stay a week in Tennessee, right?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
And then we're going to drive to Chicago.
You're going to slowly drive each other insane.
And then we're going to pick up her mother.
Oh,
and we're and then we're going to drive back.
Oh, interracial Griswolds.
Yeah.
This is a horrible idea.
Oh, with Wilson on the trip with us today.
Worst idea. That's a horrible idea.
I'm so glad
are you
gonna
to bring
see
my
you.
Are you gonna bring my Labrador Marley and my adorable wife Jennifer Aniston with you as well?
What, like, why would you pick up your wife's mother to babysit in a giant moving, like,
oh dude, you don't
white trash
it.
Yacht anyway? Why would you pick up the mother?
She's hilarious, dude. This is gonna be
no,
fun.
No, I do know you like your mother-in-law. I get that.
She's
but, like,
a trip, dude. She's more like
halfway through the trip where you're all gonna be pulling each other's hair out. You're gonna add a fifth person into yeah. this melee.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
Well, I hope that whatever website this is still working so I can join you at different iterations of the trip.
I should. I think no, I will. I'll do some kind of thing where we can do something with
I
Marty.
Doubt it. And we've all been in our homes in our home studios for the past full year and a half and we've done one episode. We did it. We had a streak where we were doing it constantly.
I know.
Even during COVID, even during
yeah,
lockdown.
Yeah. Well, that's true. We did. I'll be honest, man. I went dark.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I was in a dark. I still am in a dark place. Like I'm enraged.
Yeah, but you look at you. You're a shining beacon of sunshine, happiness, and road trips when you're on the phone with me, buddy.
Dude, let me tell you this. I had the weirdest conversation tonight too.
With
my brother-in-law.
Okay, your like, old lady's brother.
He's up at.
Right.
Well, he's like, yeah, it's like a, he's like a half sister brother-in-law situation. Anyways, so like, it's like my family situation's really weird when you start talking about, because I have half siblings.
Oh, so this
that,
is this is not anyone through your wife.
No, this is on my side of the family. This is my family. So I got all a right. brother-in-law out there. I got a half sister. So anyways, he is an RV expert, like legit. You know, like he's been in the business. He knows it. So my dad was like, oh, I got to call him and put him on the phone with you. And that was cool. You know, he's up in New Hampshire and we're bantering.
RV stands for recreational vehicle, first thing.
Yeah, but they don't talk like that up there in New Hampshire. So anyways.
Oh, no, they don't talk like that over there in Hampshire.
No. His accent fucking, and like my mom was like, oh, it's amazing. Because what it was is my mom was holding up. I was on FaceTime with my mom and then she had him on the phone with speaker and he and I were talking to each other cleanly. And she's like, this is amazing. Dan, she starts telling my dad, they can hear each other just great. Da 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 da. And I'm like, yeah, Ma, but not when you're talking. And then he right. chimed in too. And I was like, in that fucking, you know, that like two timing somebody, like New England thing kind of started happening. Right. And I was like, oh, and it gave me like nostalgia, right?
Nostalgia.
And I go, oh, man.
Queer nostalgia.
And bro. I was like, oh, I was like, bring that. I was like, you, I was like, yeah, bring that New England accent out. And he goes, and he, of course, his response was like, yeah, I got a New England accent. So anyways, you want to talk about the fucking RV? And I was like, no, man, I was just saying like, you know.
Ah,
like,
it's an know, RV.
I live out here and you know, you don't get to talk
yeah,
to
dude, out
that,
here,
that,
it's a recreational vehicle, that, man. It's an that, RV. That,
yeah. But that pentameter of the East, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Anytime you talk, Ma,
my wife can't
you can't hear her, Ma. Of course she can't.
So anyways,
she's Californian.
And I go like this. This is so fucking weird, man. Like, I go, I was like, you know, it's like, hey, man, I just want to say, like, when I talked about your New England accent, I wasn't fucking insulting you. It brought me nostalgia, you know? I was like, you know, because it came from home. And he goes like this. Well, I just got to warn you, you know, you talk to someone from up in New England, they might be a Republican. Because I live out here in California. And I was like,
pretty sure New England.
Okay, that doesn't
blue,
bother.
Bro.
I said, that doesn't bother me. And he goes, oh, okay. Right. And I was like, I'm, you know, I'm not really,
I thought New England was blue.
Well, Massachusetts, Vermont, like, you know,
but I
Connecticut.
Guess not New Hampshire.
No, Rhode Island and New Hampshire are fucking deep in the Republican movement. So,
pretty sure that they both those states went to Biden there, brother.
No. Well, New Hampshire's a Republican state. Like,
oh,
it's,
really?
Yeah, go look on
the
map.
Is that the one that has "Live Free or Die Hard" on their quota?
Yeah, "Live Free or Die." But I didn't realize they didn't mean it. Oh, right. Anyways,
not Die Hard. That's the fucking movie.
No,
that
no, no,
was.
No, no, no. Yeah, you'll be a diehard, like a diehard fan, you know, of one fucking guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's fucking lies all the time. Be a diehard for fucking that hot on. That fucking hot on from New York.
I got a hot on.
So.
I got a hot on for that fucker from New York. Who they hate everyone from New York. But they like Donald Trump. That's amazing.
It doesn't. None of it equates. None of it fits in the algorithm. But anyways,
I got a fucking hot on for that. Yeah. Donald So I was like,
you know, because he doesn't like. I met him a long time ago. We don't really. I haven't talked to him in 20 years, right? So I'm like, okay. Well, you know, I don't really ascribe to parties. You know, like I'm not really my thing. And he goes,
but I like to party, bro.
And he goes, that's what Democrats say. And I was like,
he just wants to fight at this point.
I'm like, who are you talking to? You do realize that, like, I worked for an Irish independent politician that ran against a Democrat, and his campaign taught me how corrupt.
But the thing is, you're from
the Democratic
California.
Party is in California. I'm not a fan of them either. They just happen to not be insane at the moment. And
can I tell you that in New Hampshire? In New Hampshire, even if they voted a 100% Republican, there are 25 to 50 to 100 times more Republicans in California than in New Hampshire.
Yeah, like this.
But they all think of us as this crazy AOC's dripping clitoris.
They have no idea. They have no idea how many assault rifles California has. You know, sure. Like, guys, no, I know New Hampshire is where I learned to shoot. But they didn't shoot each other nearly as much as they do out here.
Right.
Like, they're...
Yeah, no, everyone people. Outside of California looks at us like, we're the enemy. Even the good guys, well, maybe not New Yorkers.
Well, you know what it is like, it's where, when you present a straw man, it's like, you know, we're walking around like, I don't understand what the fuck your beef is with me. I just, you know, I like the...
Well, I mean, in his defense, and obviously and you know I'm on what? Your side... In his defense, again, I'm on your side. You're in a comfortable place here, okay, James, Stacy, Jason, D, J, D.
Oh, but I'm not like.
I know that, and I'm again. I support.
I'm
you.
Not offended. But I'm not remotely offended by this.
In his defense, you had just said to him, "I'm not." You kept saying, "Hey, I'm not trying to make fun of your accent. Hey, I'm not trying to offend you," and then that kind of started him on the. Speaking of getting
triggered,
offended,
you think?
Not just offending me and not taking offense. And
yeah, I just wanted him to understand get ready. That he just put me in a...
Avi.
His accent just made me happy for a moment, you know? That's all. It just
and
gave me a moment of
it.
Joy. And then he's like,
it.
Oh, by the way, kabam, I want to shoot across your bow. I'm a Republican. I don't care. Like, I'm starting to care. Like, you guys are making me want to care now. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, I didn't care before, ever.
FYI, I'm not getting that fucking Moderna or that Pfizer vaccination there, brah.
Well, that's topic 7. You got to say it. You got to get the vaccine. It's like, yeah, it's... People call it... People
oh, all
are
our
that
listeners
it's not,
are vaccinated.
No, they're not. Not all of them. But, you know, like
of
people
course,
don't realize
every
that, like, the,
one of our listeners is vaccinated, or they need to stop listening and go get vaccinated immediately.
Yeah, stop listening.
My son's buddy, he was supposed to go to a birthday party tomorrow, and they have to cancel. And it's an outdoor beach birthday party that has to be canceled because the father has COVID-19. Now, luckily, he's vaccinated, so he won't die.
Right.
But
you can still fucking get pretty damn sick. Like some
and
he
can still
really,
give it to somebody who's not vaccinated, and that person could die. And their family could die.
Yep.
Speaking of death and plagues and pandemics, I got a new puppy, Jason.
Yeah. Is it named Rosie?
Her name is Ruby.
Oh, but it's so close to Rosie.
It's
Ruby.
It's not Rosie Rings.
It's Ruby Rings.
I used
you
to.
Call her Ruby
I used to
Doobie?
Fuck a. I call her Ruby Doobie Doo.
I used to fuck a. I used to fuck a fucka.
I used to fuck a hooker named Rosie, and she gave you a beeper, and so you'd fucking page her, and then Rosie rings, and then 20 fucking minutes later, you got fucking dysentery.
is dysentery. It's not STD. You get that on a boat. You get that on an RV going to Tennessee.
Out in the woods. I think a lot of guys got that in foxholes and shit.
Hey, just so you know, fucker, you come to New Hampshire, there's Republicans, and you get fucking dysentery in your fucking RV there. Bravo.
Look, man.
Oh, we have fun, don't we? We have fun.
You know, the whole concept of, like, the idea that what American citizens possess at home...
I mean, the whole concept of, like, the whole idea of, like, the American... I mean...
It's so fun to repeat back to you what you just said. And then it throws you. You're like, whoa, 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 whoa. What was he saying? Wait, he's me? Wait, what?
Hey, do you ever watch Bluey?
No, what's that?
It's a cartoon for kids.
Is that...
It's an Australian...
No, I don't watch it.
It's on Disney Plus.
I love Disney Plus.
Put it on. It's awesome. You can watch it as a grown up and have fun. Because there's so many gags in there for parents.
You're so lucky. I really enjoyed when my son was your son's age, because the cartoons were fantastic. And I am exhausted with Marvel series and television shows.
Oh, yeah.
And all of that garbage. All the PG-13 garbage that's out there. Yeah. I'm exhausted. I would much rather watch Octonauts, Paw Patrol, and this new fan favorite, Bluey. I would much rather watch that than Bluey's Loki season 2, episode 4. Maybe that was the voice you were doing off air when we first started.
Hey, buddy, it's me, Bluey! From Australia, buddy!
You were
it's like
so high, dude.
Pauly Shore's spirit went into the guy that's on 30 Rock. That's also
Jack McBriar?
Yeah.
That's a deep role. No one knows that guy's name, even his mother.
What's his name? The pleasant guy from TV.
You mean your son, Jack McBriar?
Fuck.
No, that doesn't sound right.
But if you think about him, he was in that Forgetting Sarah Marshall movie, right?
Yeah, and he was one of the voices in the Despicable Me at the carnival or something.
And Wreck-It Ralph.
Something flippy.
But he's just
he's
under
very
the radar.
One note, with all due respect. He's very good. That one note is
hilarious.
Good.
That note, it's a good. It's that note. You know that Life is a Highway song? Life is a highway.
It's a good note.
You know
it's
that?
A good note.
Yeah. They know that guitar solo is like dit, dit, dit. That's him. It's a great song, and he plays that note.
That was you at the start of the show when we weren't recording.
Life is a highway, buddy. We're going on an RV trip to Tennessee, buddy. I'm going to get dysentery for my Republican half-brother's half-sister brother-in-law. Hey, no disrespect. I think your accent sounds very funny, and it's nostalgic. Hey, that no disrespect taken, but fuck you, you California Democrat liberal motherfucker.
He like doesn't even know that like when I went to trim weed when I was in my divorce moments, back when I was doing that to kill time, they were shooting rifles.
Like, sure, of course.
They're not liberal out up in there. Like we're like there's two little islands of liberal
in California.
Of California, yeah.
Sure.
There's two.
Well, it's also two. It's two pockets of people. It's like like those two cities are the majority of the population of California, and then of course, Los Angeles is. First of all, California is the majority of the population of America. Basically, we're real close to like 40% of American population.
Yeah,
and we keep. I know we didn't grow for the first time ever, and Texas and Idaho think we're all heading out there, and we're not.
Nah,
but most of the people...
That's a trend.
Most of the Americans are Californians, and most of the Californians are Los Angelinos.
Or most of the Californians are Americans.
And Los Angelinos.
And we don't drive in no RV, we don't walk, and it never rains, but it did earlier.
Life is a highway, I want to ride it all night long to Tennessee. Da-da-da.
Yeah, Tennessee.
You're going my way. Oh
come
my gosh.
Come my way, buddy.
Buddy, Hey, buddy. Ta-da! It's like a South Park Ta-da! Guy, too.
Yeah, no, it's Trent and Phillip or whatever
they're I'm not your were. Guy, buddy. Buddy, you're not my guy.
Come on, who farted?
Terrence and Phillip.
Oh. Terrence and Phillip, there it is. Terrence and Jack McBriar.
I love the ride that you and I take. Just
oh, dude, that's an RV just, right there to Tennessee.
If we just
RV
got,
of friendship.
Do you remember that time when I told you that I think what we do together is what that guy did again?
I gotta go. My wife's barking.